We are now going to tease out the meaning of locus, gene, and allele. A locus is a map location in the genome. It could be big, like a whole chromosome, or it could be really small, like a base pair. A gene is a type of locus. It is a unit that results in a functional product. That product could be a protein, or it could be an RNA, for that matter. An allele, then, is one of the alternative versions of the locus. Maybe different versions of a chromosome, or different versions of a gene, or it could be different versions of that single base pair. So now let's consider the figure. The chromosome illustrated here has three loci, or genes, H, A, and B. The individual is homozygous for locus H and locus A. That is, he has the same allele on each chromosome. This individual is homozygous dominant at locus H and homozygous recessive at locus A. As mentioned earlier, the dominant allele is given the uppercase letter and the recessive allele is given the lowercase letter. If we consider locus B, this individual is heterozygous because he has different alleles at locus B, big B on the orange chromosome and little b on the blue chromosome. So what if the individual only has one chromosome, like the X chromosome in a male? He can't be considered homozygous, nor can he be heterozygous. In fact, we call him hemizygous for most of the loci on the X chromosome.